You probably spent lots of time training and produced satisfactory performances while doing so. But perhaps your competition results aren't what you'd hoped for. You feel too stressed and less effective. If so, this session is made for you. Settle yourself on a chair, with your feet flat on the floor, your hands on your thighs or your knees, your back straight but not rigid, your head upright, and your body perfectly symmetrical, in balance. Close your eyes and direct your attention toward the breath. Be fully attentive to the breath, your breath, and to the position of your body. Calmly inhale at your own pace, then exhale. Be fully conscious of your body and the breath. Bring your mind to the present moment. What do you feel? If your competition is in a few days or in a few hours, can you already feel the symptoms of stress? Try to become conscious of them. If you don't have any competitions planned, think back to what you felt during a particularly difficult match. Feel how hard your heart was beating, the intensity or shallowness of your breathing, any reaction in your stomach, the tension in your muscles, or remember how much you were sweating. Also, pay attention to your thoughts, the fear of making a mistake, of losing, of failing, fears following one after another. Simply be lucid. Even if these emotions and thoughts are painful to you, make the effort to become fully aware of them. Increase your capacity for lucidity, your capacity to feel everything. Try to keep your eyes open. Keep your attention on your bodily and mental sensation. Accept your stress, even if it's unpleasant to you. Simply accept. Don't reject. Accept. Now I'm going to ask you to focus on positive points. Visualize yourself in a match, a bout, or a race. Imagine yourself in your next competition, and you're going to focus your attention on positive points, things that will help you succeed, effective points to concentrate on. Visualize the baseline of the court, the sound of the shuttlecock on your strings, the noise of the ball dropping into the basket, the movements of the oars in the water. A particular tactic. Depending on your sport, choose a specific point and concentrate your attention on that point. You can also just choose a keyword or short phrase. Accelerate, top corner, give my all, power. Choose your word, a positive, reinvigorating word that will help you succeed, and mentally repeat it. Repeat it over and over. The word guides your attention and thus your concentration. And now take a break. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in your position, unmoving. Simply breathe. You can't keep up this kind of concentration for hours at a time. So take a break. Take advantage of timeouts to relax. Breathe. Relax for a few seconds. Smile and gather yourself. Your competition is starting up again. Come back to your keyword, a specific action, and so a targeted point of attention. Choose it according to the needs of your most responsive senses, touch, smell, sight, a color, a sound. And for another 2 minutes, stay fully concentrated, focused on your point of attention. Talk to yourself mentally like you will during your next competition. come back into contact with the breath, with your bodily sensations, and the here and now. You can gently open your eyes. So, how did that go? I hope you aren't too tired, because maintaining this kind of attention is really hard for the mind. If during your training sessions, you've tried out the principles and techniques of attention that we've worked on during previous meditations, you'll undoubtedly realize that it's difficult to combine physical effort with such concentration. But it's in exactly these moments that you progress the most, in the complete association of your body and your brain. The association between physical energy and cognitive energy. And it's also in these moments that your brain is least stressed. Why? Because it doesn't have the time. Think back to the exercise of the dog and the waves in session 3. If you make an effort to think of the waves, if you concentrate fully on the waves, you can't think of a dog. Well, if you focus on a key word, a specific point, you won't be thinking of failing, missing, or losing. So learn and train yourself to focus your attention. See you soon.